Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm on the phone and at the farm in Illinois. I haven't been here since last September at harvest. The global pandemic has shut a lot of us in. But I have my vaccine shots now, and I feel a lot safer. My family members and farm team here in Knox County, Illinois, are almost all vaccinated. The weather has warmed up some, and our corn planter is rolling. We have more than 800 acres in the ground, almost one half of our corn acres, and we still have 2,000 acres of soybeans to plant. As I watch our 24-row corn planter march across the field, I can't help but think about when I was in grade school, my father planted, maybe 100 acres of corn with our two-row corn planter, and it was pulled through the field by our two horses, Bert and Bill, back and forth so slow. Our 24-row planter today is moving at 10 miles per hour. With modern machinery, precision planting, genetically engineered seed, our yields are at least three times what they were back then. We had to hire high school kids to help hoe the weeds out of our fields. We could not have ever managed to farm 4,000 acres in the old days. Nothing is the same. In the old days, we were more diversified. We had laying hens. That was my job, feed the chickens and gather the eggs. Then we'd milk the cows morning and night by hand. We didn't have any milking machine. We would raise about 200 or 300 pigs. Not only did we feed them ground feed, we also slopped the ones getting close to market. I was in our hog barns this morning looking at the new litters. We have baby pigs born every day. We market about 6,000 market hogs per year compared to the 200 when I was a boy. Today, the processors want heavier market hogs. They want 280-pounders. When we had cattle years ago, we had to harvest hay to feed them. Well, before we got a hay baler, we harvested loose hay. That was a lot more work. We didn't have hay fields to harvest today since we don't have any cows. Grain and livestock prices are excitingly high now. Let's finish planting. The weather will dictate. Our crop will be in God's hands till harvest. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.